Chapter 31. Gabriel Weathers sat in his wife's beat-up Honda Civic, wishing he'd stopped for coffee before heading back over to the Osprey Inn to keep an eye on Harlan Salter IV. He hadn't got much sleep to begin with, because he'd waited until midnight before going home, and because he was so pumped about getting this assignment from the chief. The adrenaline kept his eyelids rolled up, and he'd mostly just laid in bed, listening to Laura snore. Although Gabriel had put in 5 years on the Boston PD, he was still the new guy on the Paradise PD, and no one likes being the new guy. Everyone's watching your every move, waiting for you to screw up. Funny thing was, he had more street experience than anyone in the department, except for the chief. Turned out that his sleeplessness had worked to his advantage. At about 4, he just gave up, rolled out of bed, showered, shaved, then set off for the Osprey. Good thing, too, because about 15 minutes after he got there, Salter's black navigator showed up at the little inn's door, and out came Salter with his lawyer in tow. Now he was parked across the street from some joint called Burt's that gave Greasy Spoons a bad name, in a decrepit little town he'd never even heard of. The chief hadn't told him to take photos, but Gabriel figured it couldn't hurt to have a camera on hand. That also turned out to be a good decision, because a few minutes after Salter and his lawyer sat down, another guy strolled into Burt's and slid into the same booth. Gabriel thought the guy looked familiar, an actor maybe, but he couldn't place him. Whoever he was, Salter didn't seem pleased. Then there was the pearl-white caddy that circled past Burt's 3 times before parking down the block on the opposite side of the street. He'd made sure to get plenty of pics of both the caddy and the actor. The caddy stuck out in a town like Helton. Not a whole lot of caddies, Jags, and Beamers that Gabriel could see. He jotted down the caddy's tag number and decided to call the desk at the Paradise PD to have the tag run through the system. But before he could dial, the actor guy stood up from the booth, leaned over, and wagged his finger in Salter's face. When the actor came out the front door, he turned to his right, walked about 20 paces toward where the caddy was parked, and then came to an abrupt stop. He shook his head, about-faced, crossed the street, walked right past Gabriel, and disappeared around the corner. Just as the actor turned the corner, a plain white Sentra, parked about 5 cars ahead of his Civic, pulled away from the curb. Gabriel almost ignored it. Almost. He took a shot of it anyway. When he saw the mousy guy at the wheel of the Sentra, Gabriel laughed at himself for taking the bother. A real killer, that guy. Probably an accountant. He was loving this. Gabriel had liked his time on the job in Boston, but the thing about big city police work was that you were just a cog in the machine. You were another badge number, and nothing you were likely to do would matter. In a small department, you could make a difference. He ached to make a difference. He also wanted a quieter life for himself and his family. So when he got wind of the job opening in Paradise, he jumped at the chance. He didn't mind sacrificing some pay and status. So far, it was working out pretty well. He liked the chief a lot, though he couldn't get used to calling him Jesse. In Boston, you didn't address your COs by their first names. Molly Crane was cool. He thought Suit was a big doofus, but he would want him on his side in a fight. Everyone else had been okay. At that moment, he wasn't thinking about any of that. He was focused on Salter and the lawyer getting back into the black navigator and pulling away from Burt's All-Star Grill. He counted to 10, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, then yanked his wheel right and gave the Civic some gas. Gabriel's full attention was on keeping the black navigator in his sights and not getting spotted while doing so. His focus on Salter was so intense that Gabriel was completely oblivious to everything in his rearview mirror. Everything, including the white Nissan Sentra that had circled the block and the mousy guy in the driver's seat.